In Chicago, at least 21 people died and dozens were injured during a stampede through a nightclub early this morning. Authorities say they're still investigating what happened, but as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports now from Chicago, the tragedy may have started after someone sprayed mace or pepper spray to end a fight.
Chicago's fire commissioner, James Joyce, says firefighters responded to a call that came from the Epitome E2 nightclub shortly before 2:30 this morning.
There's a call for a pregnant woman down. First companies on the scene saw other people on the ground in the stairwell and immediately called for help.
Joyce says the firefighters quickly saw that there were hundreds of people, some piled on top of each other, crammed into a stairwell, trying to escape through a front entrance.
Hook and ladder companies went around the back. At one door in the rear near a kitchen, they found four victims in cardiac arrest.
Several more would be found dead.
Don't shout it. It's your birthday. We won't party, but it's your birthday.
The E2 nightclub is a popular spot in an area called the South Loop. It's in between downtown and the massive McCormick Place Convention Hall. Journalist Philip Martin was at the club the night before when he recorded this music. He says it's a very large, comfortable party hangout.
You found couches, you found a huge dance floor, again, a lot of smoke, a tremendous number of people, all having a good time, but perhaps even on Saturday night, too many people for a place even that size.
The occupancy limit for Epitome, the first floor restaurant, is 327. Inspectors had visited it last October, but they did not visit the second floor nightclub called E2. The fire commissioner says they had no reason to suspect it was operating. Authorities say a court order issued as a result of a number of code violations meant the nightclub should have been shut down. But Sunday night and early this morning, as many as 1,500 people filled the club. Teresa Hall, who spoke to WGN Television, says it was a party that turned into pure mayhem after security guards used pepper spray or mace to break up a fight among patrons.
Everyone in the club was choking to death. One girl, they had to literally carry her over the top of everybody's head, and that's what really caused the trampling, because it was a lot of people in there that were asthmatic and couldn't breathe. And it was like they were trying to get out. She was gagging so hard she passed out.
City officials say doors that were locked or blocked contributed to the death toll and injuries at the nightclub. But Police Commissioner Terry Hillard says there are conflicting stories that must be sorted out to determine what exactly happened.
A death investigation, even if it's just one, is done very thorough. This is a death investigation of 21 individuals. It's a very complicated, very tragic, but it's something that we have to take our time and very thoroughly and put it together. It's a puzzle, and we have to talk to any and everybody who was at that location.
By noon, outside the building, yellow police tape stretched from a corner of the building around a large police van blocking the entrance. A tiny shrine of teddy bears and flowers leaned against the building. Darla Johnson came by with her daughter to drop off a teddy bear and a note, which read, "Our prayers are with you."
I heard of this tragedy. I live right up the street in South Commons, and my daughter heard it before I heard it. Just the thought of 21 people getting trampled in a place that you can't get out is ridiculous. This building was set to have doors open. It's supposed to be arena capacity. Those doors were supposed to have been open.
City officials say they plan to seek criminal contempt charges against the owner of the nightclub as early as tomorrow. Meantime, relatives of the victims have been arriving throughout the day at the medical examiner's office, and the mayor says Chicago will take steps to make sure nothing like this tragedy happens again. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.